won't be no exception till the next resurrection town. No bigger than a crater hit by a moon rock guy playing hopscotch. For now, everyone is sleeping, no political preaching, no hungry mouths bleeding, but a prophet rides all through the night. Big hollow eyes, carbon, hydrogen, and hell.
Listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF, your mountain-grown community radio. I'm Laura Palmisano, your host for today's program. We just heard Oil by the Petty Fiasco. I interviewed band leader Alicia Kraft in front of the Sherboneau in Ridgeway before the band show in September. What is the Petty Fiasco? How did your band get that name?
So the Petty Fiasco is a five-piece rock and roll band with origins in Wyoming. And we've since moved to the Front Range, Northern Colorado. And we got the band name because I have kind of a wild Aunt Patty. And my mom, when I was a kid, would slip up and call me Patty when I was in trouble. My sister started calling me Patty Fiasco at a young age. And I signed up for open mic nights as Patty Fiasco when I met what would become the Patty Fiasco, as in the full band.
How long have you guys been a band?
We've been a band for about 1 million years in band years. You know, band years are like dog years. But we formed loosely in 2008, and it's now 2024. I started playing in Patty Fiasco right after I started playing guitar and writing songs. I basically went from really just wanting to participate in this open mic to having a full-fledged rock and roll band within a year's time, which was really cool. And we had a PA system, a sound system, and we took it to small towns in Wyoming, and we developed like a really grassroots DIY following that way. And there's always been something really special about the chemistry of the band. And, you know, we've all had different projects and done different things. And we've come back to this time and time again because I think there's just something special about the music that we make with this combination of people.
What is that special spark you have with your bandmates? What is it? Is it like a camaraderie from being all from small places in Wyoming?
I think there's definitely, like, that was the beginning of it. I think there's, like, just a genuine enthusiasm. Like, everybody loves to play rock and roll. And I think having shared similar experiences and upbringings probably lent to our chemistry early on. And now, at 16 years in being a band, you know, we've seen each other through everything that people can go through, you know, deaths, births, marriages, divorces, and various types of crises, you know? So I think that stuff either tears you apart or it makes you really, really tight and strong. And I think that that has worked in the direction of strength for our band.
Are you coming out with new songs?
Yeah, so we're releasing our first music since, I think, 2016. And this music is music that we produced and engineered and recorded in our own studio spaces and really wrote collaboratively. It's music that really feels like from the first ideas of the songs to all of the imagery that's coming out with the music is a really collaborative effort.
Tell us about one of the new songs you've come out with.
Our first single, Juicy, is really just this fun sort of like self-affirming anthem that's sort of about like sort of reclaiming some power in the face of people basically talking about you in a way that's not self-affirming or flattering. You know, it's like, it's basically like a roll down your windows and kind of like tell people you don't care what they think kind of a song.
Giving them a finger?
Yeah, you could. You could do that. I have done that.
A little out of your reach, wasn't put on earth to tempt you.
A serpent shown its teeth,
the forbidden fruit, got a little overripe, and it took you to the brown bay overnight.
Shoot! talk.
It's juicy.
Talk.
Juicy.
It's juicy.
Juicy. Juicy. It's juicy.
That was Juicy by the Patty Fiasco. The band recently released a new album called Ouroboros. Here's frontwoman Alicia Kraft discussing another song from the album.
Yeah, so the second song we put out is a really dear to my heart. The song is called Love Letter. And I wrote Love Letter from the perspective of a queer person, maybe in the sort of post-Stonewall or right around sort of Stonewall riot times. It was around Pride last year that this song sort of came into mind. And I was just thinking about basically the hardships that generations of queer people had gone through just to be themselves, just to be out in public, and what an act of resistance that was that basically made it possible for me to be who I am in the world today through repeated courageous acts of just showing up as yourself in public.
Gonna paint my lips the color of scarlet, of sable, of the blood of a lover's rose, shade of a saxophone, hot note, a jazz throne. Beneath the street lamp in the summer's lusty heart of the night, where I might catch the curious eye of a warm and yearning passerby. Stride, precision of heel, toe to the point, and the point is I sing through the way I step. I am beauty embodied, anointed by the clover, in a field sweet as dreams, perfume crushed in the fingers of God, high cheekbones in an elegant jaw. Thank you.
let's talk about your music, too, being inspired by growing up in a small town. Let's talk about Small Town Lights, one of your first hits. Yeah. How have you evolved since that? And when you look back at that song now, what does it make you feel?
Well, that song is still, you know, the song that we close a lot of our sets with, because I still feel that in my core. The song is basically about leaving a small town with a person that you're sort of, you know, that relationship is basically just your escape plan. And, but that sort of gives you the momentum and courage to get out and have different experiences in the world. And when I think about Small Town Lights, like, the song is so laden with yearning and longing for the world and longing for, like, a bigger experience than what you may have been limited to your whole life. So it's interesting. I mean, you know, that song was sort of the catalyst to get out of small towns, and it got us out of small towns, and now we're all sort of migrating back to them. So, yeah, I think the small town is definitely in my core. It's nice to be able to leave and come back.
Small town lights.
Older songs with Patty Fiasco is called Elvis. I know there's a bit of a backstory with this song and how it's inspired. Will you tell our audience about that?
That song, I mean, was definitely written from, like, the narrator perspective is loosely based on that of my childhood babysitter, who was a huge fan of Elvis. And, you know, as a kid, I didn't really have a whole lot of understanding who this, like, gorgeous man in rhinestones who's, like, pictured all over her house was. I knew it wasn't her husband, Gerald. But, you know, I started to, like, really have this just connection with why Connie loved Elvis so much as I started to use rock and roll as, like, an escape for myself. So the song is about wanting that feeling that you get from music or from your favorite musician to sort of take you out of the station in life that you're in currently.
I saw a man shake the world with his right leg while his left held us all captive in the moment. He was Elvis Aaron Presley, born to below Mississippi. I screamed with the other girls. I knew he was electric and he cut something loose. And I floated over Memphis, and I swear to this day when I hear his voice, I can feel it. My mother's dreams, a smooth-talking salesman with a smile like a cul-de-sac that curved at the ends, with his promises so perfect that I almost believed my heart could be convinced. But this was a time when pressured men, potential girls, minded their P's and Q's and relied upon their scriptures.
Their ignorance amused him, his arrogance annoyed me, but it's Elvis on the TV.
Ooh. could sure use a man like you.
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm your host, Laura Palmisano. For more Talkin' Music programming, you can visit our website, kvnf.org, or tune into our mobile app. We are going to go out with the song Ouroboros from the Patti Fiasco. Thanks for listening.